Welcome back to In Depth for a second and final interview on the Sunday morning. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen. Meredith Tanzer's in the studio.
Hello!
Hello, Meredith. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me back. I'm so excited.
It's such a pleasure, and Northern Nevada Pride coming up pretty quick here.
Oh my gosh, it's summertime already. I mean, can you even handle that? So Northern Nevada Pride happens at the end of the month on July 27th. We kick off on July 26th with kickoff party that'll be downtown. It'll be a couple of bars competing for the best cocktail and with some drag performances, and that's sort of the kickoff. And then we float right into, that was cute, we float right
no
into the
intended.
Parade.
Yeah, the parade, is there a different route? Is it the same as last year?
We get to stay on Virginia Street, okay. Which, as the parade director, makes me beyond happy. It is pretty incredible to watch a parade for our community come down Virginia Street, and I know it makes it a lot easier on the city because otherwise we're closing off a million different access points for people, so the city really has gotten it together in terms of making it the most accessible for all the people.
Good.
So we have about 40 different entries this year for the parade, although this year, which is different than past, more and more businesses and organizations that might not be LGBT specific are reaching out and they want to participate in some way. So that for us is fantastic and really shows that our goal to build, strengthen, and connect the community is coming around and that businesses are less fearful to stand up for us and be real allies.
That's wonderful. I mean, that's incredibly encouraging to have them kind of join in and be in the... you can tell that your organization and or that the parade and the pride is kind of in hearts and minds of everyone now, you know?
Thank goodness. I mean, I think in the past people, if they're allies and they're not directly LGBTQ, et cetera, that sometimes it's scary to stand up for your friends or to stand up for what you believe in. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that in Northern Nevada, we're getting to the point that it's okay to do that.
Indeed.
And that people feel empowered to do that.
Beautiful. And You know what? We're going to keep talking about what you have planned for Pride, but I want to backtrack a little, talk about, you've been in New York for how long? A week?
Just about a week,
Just about a week for their Pride.
Yeah.
And I mean, what was that experience like?
Well, what was different about that is that it was Stonewall 50.
Right.
So it's been 50 years since the police stormed a bar there. And there was a huge protest, mostly started actually by our trans brothers and sisters and a pretty feisty lesbian. So in that way, it was very powerful. It was very nice to be there, to be around so many LGBT people of every flavor, every style, every size. Mm-hmm. That was beautiful. But on the other hand, and for me personally, it was more the political side of it and being so appreciative of all the people that have fought before me to allow me to walk down the street. And just all those people that stood up that allow us to be where we are all these years later. So I feel like for me, it was sort of refilling my soul and my energy to just stay focused because it is really important. It's really important that we show up for each other and that we're there that allow us. I mean, all over New York, all over Times Square, there was Pride stuff everywhere. Every little business, the freaking Olive Garden. Like,
yeah. I mean, they jumped on board.
Every place. And I don't think, for some of them, maybe it was just to have that connection to Pride and to maximize their marketing, which I understand in some way.
Yeah.
But a lot of those companies support year-round. And to see little tiny shops all over town that say, hey, 10% of our proceeds go to the center. 10% of this goes to the Trevor Project. Those things happen all year-round that those businesses are speaking up to say, I support the community. This is what I'm doing. So it was incredible. I feel incredibly grateful and we all pay for that out of our pocket. Sometimes people think the center is like sending us on these extravagant vacations.
Right. Or like fact-finding missions.
Yeah,
but
give me a break.
Yeah.
I mean, if there is fact-finding mission money, we would certainly like that and that would help because I work personally, nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So I blew my wad on this one. But nope, it's all hard-earned money. It was incredible. And I think the people that have gotten complacent in terms of fighting for equal rights might be speaking up more. I mean, we certainly saw things that I don't know that I've ever seen and I was at Stonewall 25. So
yeah.
For me, it really came full circle, and I feel so newly energized.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it was tiring, I guess, and physically, but like emotionally and mentally, I mean, just thinking about your activism, I'm sure it was like, oh, this is the kick.
It was good. It was just a reminder, like, it's okay. We went to Ellis Island, and that, too, for me, where we are at, politically, I thought that was really valuable. But yes, to make sure, and it was a good reminder for me, like, it's okay to say what I want to say. It's okay that people don't like me. It's okay that people constantly tell me that I shouldn't be speaking up, or I shouldn't do what I do, or that people are tired of hearing from me. And those things on a personal level hurt me like a third grader. But now I think, you know, who is going to speak up if I don't do it? And I'd be happy not to do it. If there are 10 other people, 20 other people, 100 other people that all want to be doing it, great. I'm so happy to stand behind you and lift you up. But for all the time that it's been very challenging to be outspoken, this reassured me that there's other people like me that are so happy that there's a big, fat, loud mouth like me.
That is wonderful. I'm really glad you have that sense of spirit.
Yeah.
And you're taking it to Northern Nevada Pride. So that's coming up. What do we have planned?
Oh, my God. Well, I have to tell you.
Obviously.
The parade. Okay, so the parade is my sweetie baby. And it started even before we ever had a festival. And the first one was a Green Pride Parade. And every year I'm looking to do something new and exciting for the parade. But really, selfishly, I'm just trying to make the parade better for me to watch. So, I mean, that's just between
but
you and
that'll,
I.
But that'll, it'll transfer to other people, though.
Absolutely.
If you like it, other people will like it.
I think so. And it's just fun. I mean, it's a parade. It should be fun.
Right.
So this year, I've always been looking for either drum majors or baton twirlers. I feel like baton twirlers are at the top of the pyramid.
Right.
So this year, I posted about them, and I got some lady who's been a baton twirler for like 26 years or something, and she's wearing a twirling outfit, and she is going to twirl a baton in the parade.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's a big addition to the parade, and I'm so excited. I'm probably going to pass out when I see her.
You're so jazzed.
I'm so excited. And then, so what happens, the parade kicks off at 10, and then the festival opens at 11. So by the time the first people make it down to the end of the parade, the festival will be open. Last year, we had about 13,000 people that came through the festival.
Wow.
And it's the largest free Art Town festival that happens. So we just ask for a donation at the door, but you don't have to feel strange if you can't donate anything. We are for the community, by the community. So our number one goal is not to raise money. However, last year it allowed us to raise $20,000 for the center.
Wow.
Which it costs us $3,000 to turn on the lights there every month. So imagine, I mean, that covered 6 months at least worth of our overhead, which took a little pressure off the organization overall.
Okay.
So very family friendly always. We have kids events that are happening. There will be entertainment throughout the day. Our lead performer this year, main headliner, is a gentleman named Todrick Hall.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So I need to tell you, actually, it's so funny that I feel like all these weird confluence of events, but I watched Queer Eye on Netflix, and he was featured in an episode.
Oh, I
because
didn't know
he was
that.
Somebody's
cool.
He was somebody's hero, and they brought him in to like meet him.
Holy
and it
cow.
Was it was the most beautiful moment. So hearing that he's going to be performing at Pride this year is like, oh my God. Yeah, he's so talented, such a lovely person.
Have you seen any of his videos?
I've watched a few, yeah.
I was sort of unfamiliar. I'm generally not cool when it comes to things like this. And so I thought, God, I really have to get behind it. I'm so excited. Every year I'm pushing for different kinds of diversity, which annoys my entire team. But this year then I went and started to watch some of his videos, and he does a mashup of all these Disney songs, and there's a gazillion celebrities, and the backdrops are great. So I think he'll be a wonderful addition.
Most definitely.
Yeah, he's definitely the biggest entertainer we've brought here, so
cool,
we're
cool.
All pretty proud.
All right, that's awesome. And then in addition to that, what can we expect?
Well, of course, everything delightful. We have a couple of new art installations. One thing that's happening this year in honor of Stonewall 50. both during the parade as our Grand Marshal and in the festival. There will be a memorial area for all the people that have fought for us and our rights in the past. So we really feel like it's important that we stay focused and we really remember our history. Sometimes, especially the young little sweeties that are coming up, they don't pay attention to the history and they just think, oh, it's always been so lovely. There's always been gay people on TV. There's always been talk of gay things. Right. No. This is a new shtick, and we need to remember it in order to be vocal for people of our future. So that will be something, because it really always is a conversation about how political do you get right. during an event like this. But it is a celebration for us to be who we are. But on the other side, we have to remember we can't stop fighting. People right now are talking about like revisiting the conversation on quote unquote gay marriage. I mean, what the heck even is gay marriage? I mean, it's the same as boring marriage is what it is. But it just seems so silly. Like, we have to keep our eye focused on that or something like that slips away.
Yeah.
So we will make sure that we stay focused and that there will be more things to just bring people together and get people to meet. Because once you meet people and connect, it allows you to stay connected.
Yeah.
Right? And then you don't have to be scared of things.
And yeah, people fear what they don't understand. So
yeah, which is so silly. And if you need to meet a gay or you need to meet a trans person, please, you can find me anywhere and I will introduce you to one and then you don't have to be scared.
Okay, there we go.
I could be your adopt-a-gay for a day. I wonder if they have that. I should be that.
You should probably start that service.
A lot of people, last thing, ask us why we don't do it during Pride Month. It's always confusing. So nationally, Pride Month is recognized in June and that's why you see so much about it. Here in Northern Nevada, though, we wanted to do a family-oriented festival when we started, and our town is in July, and by nature, our town attracts a lot of the gays. So we thought it would be really important to be part of that festival to show that that is a huge part of our history, and Art Town already brings a lot of fantastic people to town and is focused on the arts in many ways. So we tried to influence our festival with both performing arts, visual arts, all the way around. So it makes a perfect fit for us in July. And that way it reduces the competition among festivals. If people are going to have to choose yeah. between going to San Francisco and going to Reno.
Yeah.
I don't know.
One
probably
might
San Francisco.
Do the other way. Yeah, exactly. Even you yourself are like, I'd probably go to San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. It's big. It's fun. But here, I like that it's in July. I mean, it is hot. So, I mean, if we could work on the weather, that would be great. But then we're not competing with all these other festivals right. and people can plan a trip. And if they're going to come to Pride, that's great. Otherwise, there's Art Town festivities that are happening everywhere. And there's a lot to do here. And they get to see our pretty city.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, how can they find out more like online?
NorthernNevadaPride.org. We also are on Le Facebook and Instagram at Northern Nevada Pride. You can ask any questions. We are still looking for people to ride on motorcycles. If you'd like to be in the parade, you can go to Northern Nevada Pride and just click on the parade button and sign up your group, your organization, or your business. And you don't need to be anything fancy. Just slap a little magnet on your car or just wave and let us know that you support and that you love the gays.
There we
LGBTQ,
go.
LGBTQ, et cetera.
Wonderful. Meredith Tanzer, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us. It means so much.
It's a pleasure.
Have a great day.